cliffcentral.com. I'll tell you what's bizarre is my buddy sent this to me last night. She thinks that this is a great idea. She wants to launch this here in South Africa.
Meeting the right person can be hard. With most dating apps, you don't know what you're getting into. But with Dick Picker, at least you know what's getting into you.
Why waste time telling women about my religion or goals in life? My best attribute is my dick.
I'm not looking for the one. I'm looking for two. Balls.
Dick Picker is changing the game.
Dick Picker hasn't led to more marriages than any other dating app, but it has led to more pictures of dicks.
When I saw a picture of his penis, I was like, yeah, I put that in my mouth.
As a man with a more average-sized penis, Dick Picker let me be up front, sparing me that look of disappointment before the first time we made love.
And as a woman with a medical condition where I have a very small vagina, it was just so helpful to know how tiny Steve's penis was going to be before we met.
I wouldn't call it.
You like Coldplay? Show me your dick.
Perfectly average.
Or a woman with a very, very small vagina.
I have Googled it.
What I love about Kelly is that she really loves my penis.
Dick Picker. Cut through the junk by cutting right to the junk.
And if you're a woman who likes to make your lady business his business, check out Twat Shotter.
Oh, this picture really brings out your labia.
That's great. Isn't that great?
Well, I mean...
uncircumcised.
Okay then. All right.
So, Dick, that's my buddy's new app. If anyone wants to download it, it'll be available in the store, by the end of the year?
You know, we live in a world where we send dick pics and nudes to each other anyway. Why not pick your next partner based on the size, shape, make of their dick?
Sure.
With the Dick Picker app.
Why not?
Why not?
But is that like quite a common thing if you've got a really like tiny vagina? I mean, that must be a bit of an issue. Because people, all guys want
Or
big...
if you have a very big vagina.
Well, that's just it. Like, every guy thinks that they must have a giant penis.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we're all conditioned to think.
Yeah. Even if the most sensible, the most 21st century smart, integrated male still doesn't want to be the smallest dick in the room, no matter who he is.
But there's almost like a niche of dating here where women are just craving 6 inches. It's like the 6-inch club. Like, anything more and I'm just wasting my time.
But how did this start? Did it start because of guys' egos that they want big penises?
Or no,
did
it start
because women say, haha, look at your small penis.
That's what they did.
It's women, that's it's women what like they you. Did. Can you just imagine it, Mabali, in a more experienced days? Because now she's obviously got down to a fine art. Where the guy, you know, untrials and she goes, no.
Yeah.
No, it's just not going to be good enough.
She would have started laughing out loud.
Yeah!
No.
Have you ever?
Here's an actual recording of my belly. That was how she used to laugh at men who had small.
No, I shame. I would never laugh. Shame. But
really?
I do have a friend who did burst out laughing at a guy, but it almost got dangerous for her because he became so angry he wanted to hit her.
Yeah,
but she managed to get rid of him, like she made him leave.
But thing is, then you're making, again, your problem someone else's. You got a small cock, that's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
You need to...
If we really have to be honest, that Dick Picker app would just make things so much easier, convenient, straight to the point.
Well, you heard that one guy said, you know, Dick Picker allows for him to avoid that first time sex situation where he gets naked and the woman looks at her and then she's all disappointed. If she sees his penis before the time, then she knows what she's dealing with.
She knows what to do, yeah.
Have sex in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Or just swipe right and, you know, skip to the next guy. Okay, all right.
I have to actually...
Like, the funny thing about this conversation is that everyone who's listening to this, they all got the same kind of facial expressions, but inside they're going... Yeah, Jeff, small cock. Nice guy, though.
I have to name and shame one of my sisters. They're dating this new guy. And you sort of know where the story's going already. She's dating this new guy, and we were talking about him and how great he is, and, you know, how the couple of weeks have been amazing. And I was like, oh, great. Like, I'm so happy for you. Like, let me see a picture of him. And she says, oh, you're right. I don't have those sort of pictures. I'm like, what do you mean? You don't even have the dude's face picture, but, like, you have, like, tons and tons of dick pics. Like, that's a thing.
Did all of her friends have dick pics?
What do you mean?
Don't worry, you were saying that... They have dick pics, but they don't know what he looks like.
Well, this dude just sends her tons of dick pics.
He sends your sister these?
Yes. She's now like sitting with an entire gallery of this guy's penises.
I bet you've shown your sister's phone from time to time. You've thought about it at the very least.
I actually have to draw a line. Because
it's that big? You've actually got to draw on the paper just to kind of make it at home?
No, I can't be looking at my potential brother-in-law's penis and then I have to, like, have normal conversation with him. No, doesn't work. Nasty.
I've just been asked by someone why I'm laughing and what I'm listening to. I said, the best fucking station in the world, Cliff Central, mate. I don't listen to bullshit Aussie radio stations. Oh, the double dicker is my manager. You guys make my afternoon, Vince. Vince is very excited by Mabale's new app, which is coming out soon. Oh.
Dick Picker.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Tell me, because, you know, they say that you get growers and showers, right? So, obviously, we're talking about erect penises here. We're not talking about flaccid ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I think, you know, with a talented flaccid, you can maybe get something decent on the picture front. But it doesn't always have to be raging.
A flaccid penis should never make it into a picture.
No.
It doesn't look all
what
too
are you doing?
Appetizing.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
no.
Why would you? Yeah, it's like... Yeah,
okay, guys, come on.
It's like going to war without your armor on.
Yeah. No,
it's just like any other thing. When you're good looking in life, you can wear shit clothing, you can, your hair's all messed up. You go, look, you're a good looking person. If you've got a good looking penis, you can do a lot with it.
But a penis looks at its best when it's erect. And when it's flaccid, there's not much
well,
to...
Well, obviously, it's like being buff in the gym. I get it, but I mean...
It just looks like three marshmallows rolled up into one.
But let's not just discredit people saying, well, you have to have an erection for it to be a dick pic. You know, you're boxing people.
All right, so basically, send whatever you want. If you're so confident about your soft penis, go for it. Send that. You've got to be super confident about it. Because it's all down... You're like, it's all in the delivery here. You got to be like, here we go, honey. Boom. Just for you.
I'm actually really curious if couples send dick pics.
I don't know. I think, at what stage? Couples have been together for like more than 5 years now.
Yeah.
I think they're sick of looking at each other's genitals by about then. Maybe.
I don't think so. Don't you do it to like try to woo a person? Or?
Yeah, I still send dick pics.
Oh, there you go. That's what you were trying to get out.
No, I mean,
yes, Ben.
Oh, look, I mean, I'm not the average of anything. I'm just me. But I'm just curious as what people do. Like,
at what stage does
the dick picking stop?
Well, some women don't like getting them at all.
Sure,
they don't want. They're not interested in that. They don't. They don't want. They don't care about that. And Mabali, you are not the rule here. I know what you're going to say. Hold on. She's already getting on her high horse, and she's going to say, "Those bitches."
No. I'm not getting on my high horse. The thing with women is, a lot of the time, they don't want things from a guy unless they are into the guy. If she's into the guy, then she's suddenly okay with his dick pics.
Oh.
If it's from some guy who's pestering her and she finds him really annoying, then she's like, oh, I hate dick pics. You see, that's how we women operate. If I like the guy, then I allow more things. If I don't like the guy, then everything that he does is annoying. Everything.
Right. But you would imagine there's some sort of conversation thing. It's not like out of the blue, 11:33, beep, beep. Oh, look, it's his cock. I would love to have this conversation more in public.
Yeah, but you have to build up to it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Because after that, there's not really a lot more to show. Like, then that's your whole arsenal spent. There's nothing else to show. There's nothing else. There's nowhere else to take that conversation. From the woman observing the guy's point of view, there's nothing else that must happen.
unless you find yourself with the horny picorny guy. Some guys are just like, hey, I saw you last week. Here we go. I'm like, oh, okay.
You get those?
Yes. People like to lay their intentions out.
Yes. Sia just gets like, he'll wake up at 9 in the morning and on a Saturday and he'll go, beep, 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 beep.
Wow, he's got five. I got 5 different pics this morning. Well, beep, beep. I'd like the weather's really nice today. Here's my cock.
Do you get a nice variety, Sia, or is it?
What? I really have to like think about the most recent dick pic I got was probably what 3-4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good variety because he sent me his picture first. I was like, oh, that's sweet.
It's just a face pic.
Yeah, and I
so chivalry. Well,
imagine that a face pic.
your face.
Now I have to know what you looked like. Just get straight to the junk. Yeah.
Met at a party beforehand. So he's like, hey, remember me? I was like, oh, you're cute. And then sends me the picture. I was like, well, you're cute and have your, you know, your intentions laid out.
did you go, well, just like that? That's good.
Does he ever? Do they ever use like other things for scale? Like, is a Coke can or
no?
Yeah, because if you want to be transparent, like a box of Fruit Loops.
Okay, that's only happened once.
A Coke can.
With a Coke can.
What?
Oh. It's actually funny. I really thought it was.
Is he putting like toy cars there? Because it shows you got humor if you put in like his toy car. You know.
Oh, dear.
He used a TV remote. I swear.
Oh, one of those DSTV remotes.
I was like, dude, that is so funky. Now your mother has to come over to your house and wants to change the channel, and your penis was like slapped.
Oh, he slapped it down on the remote.
Oh my god, it was so manky. Oh, weird, weird.
Wait a minute. So he obviously did that because he's trying to get you to understand his size.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Oh.
Of course, right now there are a lot of people who joined us for news 12 minutes ago.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
They got no value for money this morning.
Okay. Should I just get straight into it?
Oh, are you kidding? Well, we've got Sia talking about what kinds of pics he's received.
Yeah. Let's not.
None of your news can compare. All the president's keepers be damned. No, so Sia, what I mean by like a nice variety is, do you get like different sizes, different colors, different races, different ages? What are we looking at here? Or is it more or less in a defined area?
No, you know, I'm down with the swirl.
Is there a CS sweet spot?
I'm like a Smarties box, really. So we've been we've been around here and there. Yeah, a whole variety. So yeah.
Well, that's quite a revelation.
Some turtlenecks.
Yes.
Some non-turtlenecks. That's how I prefer to call
them.
Quite
a revelation.
Yeah.
And we've discovered that Mabale is not really bothered. If she likes the guy, anything he sends her is fun. If she doesn't like the guy, anything he sends her is annoying.
That's most women, Gareth.
Yeah, well, we're talking about you, very particular.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We also discovered that Ben doesn't mind sending the odd one every now and then as well.
Well, yeah, I jazz it up. Like, you get the stickers, I put a sombrero on there.
Oh,
the start.
Oh no!
That's good. That's exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to make Daniela laugh. It's one of my things.
All right. I suppose when you get a long distance relationship some of the time, like,
which is a lot of the time, now, you know, like we watch TV now over Skype.
Oh, okay. You see, but that is a sign of people putting in effort and time for their relationship. That's why you guys will last.
That's
a good
waiting
thing
to happen, though. Mm-mm.
What's an infection?
I don't know, if you're having a little, you're dressing your pinache.
No,
up, you
with
can't
the stickers
be
on.
You get little stickers.
Oh,
in the
okay.
Apps, yeah.
Sorry, I thought like you go to a craft store.
I don't have a fancy dress bag in my cupboard.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a little waistcoat for my penis.
All right, guys, let's get into some news.
No,
okay,
that was
right.
Ridiculous. We're 15 minutes on dick pics.
I know. CliffCentral.com.